This is an interview with Bruce Holland, founder of the Virtual Group Business Consultants Limited. Bruce is known as the Workplace Wizard. He helps large mature organisations get their people out of silos, creating workplaces that are focused, fast and flexible. Today, Bruce is talking about the secrets of irresistible leadership. We all think of managers to be the people with the answers, but here you say that irresistible leaders ask questions.
There's almost an irresistible need in managers when someone brings them a problem to try and solve it for that person.
Isn't that the manager's job?
I think a lot of people think it is, and a lot of people work as though it was their job. And my experience, what actually ends up happening is that they solve the problem that's brought to them, presented to them, but the trouble is it's probably not the real problem. And that what they are solving is some symptom or some assumption that the person's made, some bias that they've brought to the situation. And as a result, the problem's still sitting there, and that what they've solved is the symptom. And 6 months later, or in a different part of the organisation, that same problem's going to raise itself again, and then the manager's going to end up having to solve it again, maybe again not properly. Throughout New Zealand and throughout the world, managers are so busy solving problems that aren't the actual problems. This module around questions really important because it encourages people to ask questions to make sure that they've discovered the real reason, the real problem, they've got to the bottom of it, and therefore 6 months later it's not going to raise its head again somewhere else for a different time. Interesting thing about asking questions that I've found is that for some people it's fairly easy and for others it's almost impossible. So one of the things we do in this module is we actually provide a list of about 100 questions of different circumstances. And the people who find it difficult, we encourage them to do is to close their eyes and point to a question. Okay. And then open their eyes and read out where their finger's pointing. Because that question will almost certainly be better than no question. And as a result of that, they end up starting to see the benefit of this. But questions are really important in a whole lot of ways. I mean, trying to sell somebody something, and most managers, when I talk to them, say, "Oh, I'm not a salesman," but we all have to persuade people in our business. Otherwise, we simply don't have any influence. And if you can actually ask questions that get people thinking along the right track, then you're got them giving you the solution, and it's their solution, not your solution, that they're trying to implement. Just the whole power of asking questions so that people answer it, and it becomes the fact that this ownership is incredibly important. Some people are really bad at asking questions. You know, they might think, "Oh, I'm going to ask this question, like, why did you do it that way," sort of thing. And immediately people's barriers come up and they get really agitated and angry. Or maybe, you know, a more subtle question, especially at the start if someone's upset, might be better. Like, you know, how do you feel about that? The key thing really is the enormous amount of waste that's taken in organisations by people answering questions about problems that aren't a problem.